Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means "God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. Last Sunday, I talked about one of our Christmas hymns, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." The sermon title was "Hush the Noise," a phrase from the original verse 3 of that hymn, which is omitted from most hymnals. Hush the noise. Today's sermon title, "Be Born in Us Today," comes from another Christmas hymn, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." These words are always included in the hymnals. "O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today." The reason this is my favorite Christmas hymn is 5 words. "Be born in us today." In today's gospel reading, we're told that Joseph was a righteous man. He woke up one day to find that his life was turned upside down. His life had become a mess that he had absolutely nothing to do with. His betrothed was pregnant. He naturally assumed that his trust had been betrayed. Our translation tells us that Mary had been engaged to Joseph. But the actual word is betrothed. Mary was betrothed to Joseph. That's very different from engagement in our day. Today, being engaged is two people deciding to be married. And there's nothing legal in our culture about being engaged. If an engagement is broken, it's certainly heartbreaking. But we don't say in our culture that it's the end of a marriage. In ancient times, it would have been. Marriage was in 2 stages. The first stage of marriage was the betrothal, and that was a legal binding contract. It was a vow to be married. Betrothal was so binding that ending it required a legal divorce in court. Today's reading refers to Joseph as Mary's husband. The betrothed were called husband and wife. Some of you know that I recently officiated at the wedding of one of my grandsons. I learned that with Pennsylvania law, that Jason and Angel were legally married. The legal moment was the very moment that I announced that they were husband and wife. That was the legal moment. They were not husband and wife during their engagement. In ancient times, a couple was husband and wife when they were betrothed. Ancient law was also clear. A betrothed couple wouldn't live together, and they would refrain from marital relations until after the wedding, that second part of the marriage. So when Mary was pregnant, the problem was obvious. Joseph knew he wasn't the father, so he assumed that Mary had been unfaithful with another man. So Joseph, a righteous man, was ready to follow the law, and he would divorce her. But being super righteous, Joseph was going to divorce Mary quietly. He would hush the noise that could even have ended up with Mary being stoned to death. But then there's the dream. An angel reveals this miracle to Joseph. He shouldn't divorce her, and he should name the child Jesus. This was a divine, miraculous event. God was breaking into human history. Just as Mary had said yes, Joseph, we heard today, also says yes. Joseph could be a role model for us. He was confronted with a circumstance that was beyond his control. Something had happened in his life that he didn't choose for himself. As I said, his life was a mess, and he struggled to do the right thing. And then God sent an angel. God continues to do that. God continues to send angels. Not always in a dream. Certainly not always as spiritual creatures with wings. But God sends us angels. The word angel means messenger. God sends messages to us. God sends messengers to us in many ways, in unexpected ways. And our task is to open our minds and hearts to hear those messages. We sometimes need messengers to tell us. Don't be afraid. God is here. Whatever's happening in your life, maybe you didn't plan. But we need messengers to tell us God is with you as you go through that. In your struggles, in your distress, in your pain, in your grief, whatever you're going through, God is with you. There was a television show about 20 years ago that Joe and I enjoyed watching. It was titled Joan of Arcadia. The theme song of the show, What If God Was One of Us? Some of the lyrics are, what if God was one of us, just a slob like one of us, just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home? The show was about a teenager who encountered God in different ways, each episode. The character for God in the episode would be a child one week. The next week, it would be an elderly woman. One week, the character for God would be a businessman. The next week it would be a homeless person. Joan, in the story, was God's messenger. God was directly involved in her life, and she was directly doing God's mission. God would give her instructions of a place to go, of a thing to do. And that's our calling as disciples. That's our calling as church, to be God's messengers. To be God's messengers of God's love. It would be nice to have the clarity that Joan of Arcadia had, to know that what God is asking us to do. It would be nice to have a very clear dream like Joseph had. And we don't have all of that, but the truth is, we don't need that. For God's messages to get to us, that's up to God. God does send messages and messengers to us. Our task is to listen. Our task is to pay attention. And then sometimes we become God's messengers. Now, of course, the basic message of Christmas is that God literally became one of us. Not in a disguised form, but in the form of a baby born in Bethlehem. In the form of a traveling preacher through Galilee and Samaria. God became one of us in the crucified and risen Lord Jesus. Now, along with this name Jesus that he was given, he has many names and titles. Son of David, Son of God, Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Prince of Peace, Messiah, Christ. If you haven't seen it, there's a wonderful needlepoint in my office, on the office wall, with the names and titles of Jesus. I tried to count them this morning. I counted about 30 different names for Jesus that come to us through Scripture. We sang my favorite name for Jesus when we lit the Advent wreath candles. We heard it in our readings from Isaiah and Matthew, the name Emmanuel. That's a word that means God with us. God is with us. Now, to be honest, I'm always amused at Matthew the storyteller at this point. Because first he quotes the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah says, and they shall name him Emmanuel. And then without missing a beat, two verses later, Matthew tells us, and Joseph named him Jesus, the name that was given to him in the dream. They shall name him Emmanuel, so Joseph named him Jesus. I'm amused by that. The angel in the dream gives us the literal meaning of the word Jesus. The angel says he will save his people from their sins. That's what the name Jesus means. He will save his people from their sins. Emmanuel means God with us. But what Matthew is saying here, and the way that he says it, and the way he tells his story, is that Emmanuel is Jesus. And Jesus is Emmanuel. The one who saves us from our sins is God with us. Both can be true at the same time. Both are true at the same time. The one who saves us from our sins is God with us. Now, I said a few weeks ago that as we go through this year of Matthew, I'm going to quote several times the last 12 words of Matthew's story. As he's quoting Jesus, he says, remember, I am with you to the end of the age. I am with you. Jesus is saying at the end of his earthly journey, I am Emmanuel. always for you. Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel is Jesus. Last week I talked about the story of our lives as sometimes being filled with noise. I suggested, based on the hymn words, that we make some real effort to hush the noise. And trust me, there are times where I really need to bring myself, my intensity, my anxiety, my stress, my busyness, my overwhelmingness into a hush the noise mode. I work on that a lot. And I promise you, and you know, it's not always easy. But I'll tell you, I love the hush the noise mode when I get there. I need it. I love it when my heart, my mind, my soul, my body are hushed, are at peace. Now today I'd like to suggest that we take this a step further. When we're able to hush the noise and get into that hush the noise place of peace, I invite you to remember Emmanuel. Remember God with us. When you come to that moment of where the noise is hushed and you're silent and at peace, say Emmanuel. Or say, God is with us. Or say, God is with me. Pray. Be born in us today. Make this hush the noise mode a time where you pray, be born in me today. It's a holy and beautiful place when we recognize that Jesus is present in our lives. I will be with you always. It's a holy moment when we hush the noise and recognize that. There's a holy peace when Jesus is born into our hearts and our souls. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Let us pray. Bring into your mind now anything in your life that's a struggle. Anything that's seems out of control. Anything that's happening in your life that you didn't choose. Bring to your mind any illness, any pain, any grief, any struggle where you are trying to do the right thing. And as these are in your mind and heart, receive now the presence of Christ. In these next moments of silent prayer, let Christ be born in your hearts. And as we receive the bread and the wine today, hush the noise and let Christ be born in us today.